This is Worldviews. I'm Suzette Grelot. Joshua Landis, Rebecca Cruz, we continue to wait for word about what's going to happen with the United States' potential strike in Syria. The Senate and the House continue to debate these things. So we're going to put the Syria issue aside right now and return to it later and focus on a couple of other issues around the world. First of all, Japan remains in the news after its very large earthquake and tsunami a couple of years ago and the resulting damage to the Fukushima nuclear power plant. And so the question is, and has been, you know, what is the lingering damage here regarding the spillage of radioactive material? And the fact that scientists are now reporting that the ocean, the Pacific Ocean, has been polluted by this radioactive material, radioactive waste, and that it is potentially making its way across the Pacific and possibly going to affect Hawaii and other parts of the United States on the West Coast. So what are we to make of this, Rebecca? There seems to be still a significant amount of debate about the danger here.
Well, Suzette, there seem to be two things that are going on here. First, this week we did hear from Japanese officials that Fukushima is releasing more radiation than they previously thought. It's at the highest levels that it's been since the tsunami, that people, if they were to stand in certain facilities there, they would get a deadly dose. And then there's this other issue of the radiation that's leaked over the last couple of years that is making its way across the Pacific. And a report came out from Science China that this is a massive amount, that it could have serious ramifications. It could affect Hawaii, could affect the western coast of the United States. And now we have some scientists coming out from Hawaii and other areas saying that this is a little bit overblown and that we will get some of this radiation, but it will not affect us. It will not affect species in the United States.
But clearly this isn't a good thing. I mean, we have radioactive contamination of the ocean. And so this is going to have implications, right, for sea life, if nothing else. What about fishing? What about, you know, the resulting human consequence of
most scientists underline that this will be much, much smaller doses in California and Hawaii than there were in Europe after the Russian reactor melted down. But it underlines the dangers. And we saw in Vermont just recently a nuclear power plant was closed down and not renewed because people are very anxious about it. And that's going to be an ongoing part of our debate on how we use energy and whether nuclear power is really going to be a big part of it in the future.
Well, and this really has affected the Japanese fishing industry. Of course, they're trying to rebuild after all of this, and there is still contaminants there, and the fishing industry is almost devastated, and they still have people that are displaced from these events.